Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi and welcome. This is Nicola Beer, and I'm thrilled you're listening to this episode because it's very close to my own heart. And that's how to have a thriving business and a thriving relationship. Being an entrepreneur or a senior executive creates challenges to maintaining a romantic relationship. I've recently hit my 5-year mark as an entrepreneur of a relationship saving and divorce support practice. A frequent issue I hear is how to maintain and achieve a successful relationship whilst running your own business or being a senior executive in someone else's. Maintaining a connection with your partner can be extremely difficult for you and for them when you hold such a demanding role. Having such a role is a reflection of the unique people we are. We find it difficult to detach ourselves from the business tasks that we are faced with, and we're constantly thinking of the next business function or the next challenge. Our businesses are like our babies and are intrinsically linked with our own happiness. It is therefore difficult to separate our business and our personal lives. This is speaking from my own personal experience. And so I'm going to reflect on this now, and I'm going to share with you 8 tips so that you don't have to go through the pain that I went through. These 8 tips I'm going to share with you are really going to impact your relationship life for the better. And I'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments, so please do email me anytime at nicola@savemymarriageprogram.com. Number 1 is set boundaries around your level of commitment. Be as open and honest with your partner about what your commitments to your company are. This might be the time and travel associated with it, for example. If there is any flexibility, share this with your partner and keep them informed, and you're more likely to face then a forgiving rather than a resentful partner for the times you're stuck in the office or firefighting and not with them. Number 2 is involve your partner in your business. Use the vision and mission statement on your partner in the same way you would to attract clients or endorse business investments. If possible, ask your partner to do some of the work for you so that they feel part of it, ensuring that they are interested and understanding of your own business. The more they do, the more invested they will be. And as your business grows, your partner can also help you. They can be your sounding board to make big decisions. And the key to commitment is really involvement. The more you involve someone, the more you share with them, the more they feel that they are part of your life, they're part of the business, and it's something you share together. So it's really key to involve them. Number 3 is remember that your business and your ideas are not the center of the universe. And I say that lovingly. Of course, you'll be excited and passionate about your desires, your ideas, your plans, as this is what motivated you in the first instance. However, not everyone wants to hear about that all of the time. Answer your partner when they ask you how your day has been, but don't focus too heavily on the ins and outs of the day. They will ask you more if they want to know more. And try not to let your business always be the talk at the dinner table, with your family or with your friends. It's important that you take a break for yourself to have family time. To allow yourself to talk about your business, join another networking group of entrepreneurs, or for me personally as a solo entrepreneur, I've always had a business coach where I can offload, talk to, strategize with, brainstorm with, and it's made such a difference in my life. And if you're interested to know who my business mentors have been, I would be so happy to introduce you to them. Just email me, nicola@purepeacecoaching.com, because I would love to share with you all of the lessons and all of the experiences that I've learned by passing on their details to you. Number 4 is maintain other interests. It's really important to keep up with hobbies and interests. Otherwise, your sole conversation will revolve around your business, which is not always too interesting for your family. Keep up to date with current affairs and perhaps a new hobby. It took me a long time to realize the importance of making time for myself. Exercise for me is more than physical. It helps me relieve stress, change my focus for a while. It also brings new people into my life and something to talk about, as I never discuss my clients with anyone, so at least I have sports to talk about. Number 5 is share your calendar with your significant other. Like many other entrepreneurs, I follow my calendar religiously. An earlier worry of mine was that I wouldn't have enough people or work to fill my diary, which is far from the truth these days. In fact, my diary is full months and months in advance. Again, be open and honest with your partner and share your calendar with them so they know exactly where you are, what you're doing. It just helps to build trust when your partner knows what your commitments are. However, don't assume that your partner is always checking your calendar. Be sure to let them know if there's any events or changes or alterations, if you're going to be late, if you're not going to be able to see them, because you want to keep that communication open and running freely. In fact, openness is one of the huge relationship needs of many people. They want to know everything that their partner is doing, and that's how they feel close to someone. That's how they feel connected, by knowing the ins and outs of their partner's schedule, diary, thinking, and plans. Now, while it might not feel romantic, as my partner told me, I recommend booking in relationship time in your calendar. Otherwise, your time will be booked and the relationship neglected. So be sure to add in date nights, lie-ins, if you cover for each other, if you've got children, as well as family time. Number 6 is take breaks and be honest about how long you can check out for. Taking a break, having holidays, and focusing solely on your partner is important. Nevertheless, don't let unrealistic expectations come between you. And don't set unrealistic expectations. For example, good friends asked me recently to go on a 2-week mountain trekking trip next year. I would absolutely love to go on that kind of holiday, but a holiday without internet access for longer than 4 to 5 days is currently not feasible, as I reply to my clients within 24 to 72 hours. So I'm not going to be able to do that if I'm up a mountain, and 2 weeks would be far too long for me because I wouldn't want to leave those I'm working with for that long. And I enjoy what I do, I'd probably miss what I do. So you've got to work out what's realistic for you and what's comfortable for you. Don't agree to things that something longer than you're happy with, because this is going to set you up for failure. You're going to be frustrated, resentful, and annoyed, and it's also going to be disappointing for your significant other if you're uptight, or if you have to cut the holiday short, or if you have to disappear throughout the holiday. If you cannot go away for 2 weeks or for more than a week without checking your emails, say so. Personally, I've found that even 2 to 3 days unplugged is more than enough for me to really recharge. And if you love to take breaks but are concerned about the impact on the business or what you may have to come back to, which can also be a factor in taking time off, then agree to a break where you can plug in for a half a day in the middle, or whatever works for you. For me, what works well is increasing the frequency of the trips I have instead of increasing the duration of the trips to them. So last year I took a 2 to 3 day trip every 4 to 5 weeks, and my business thrived because I was having that inspiration coming from having that break. I was having that connection with my relationship and that renewed passion for life and for my business. And so I've decided that in 2017 and the rest of this year, I'm going to be doing the same. I'm going to be having that weekend trip to myself and that weekend break at least every 4 to 5 weeks. Number 7 is make your partner your priority. I wish I had done this more. However, I probably wouldn't be sharing this with you now if it wasn't for my past mistakes that led me to the path of relationship healing. Whilst you may feel that your main focus should be your business, if you're with the right person that supports you and your vision, they won't want you to do anything against what is best for them and the business, and they will support you when you need to focus. So I really can't stress this enough. If your partner feels that they are a low priority, that's going to damage the relationship. It might not damage the relationship straight away, but over time, if they always feel second best, they're going to get frustrated, they're going to get disheartened, they're going to be angry, and they're going to seek happiness outside of the relationship, in their own hobbies, activities, or maybe even with someone else, and you don't want that to happen. So they have to feel like a priority. They have to feel important, equal, if not more important than your business. If they're on board, they'll also visualize and prioritize your business as well, because they want to make you happy and they realize that you're important and the business is important because it's linked to your happiness. So really focus on making them a number one priority, and then they'll make you a number one priority. And number eight is keep your sense of humor. Have a sense of humor about your business and the events that you experience in your endeavor to be the best and ultimately achieve success. When things do go wrong, as they inevitably will, laugh about it. See the funny side. And if you are worked up, take a half or full day off. Watch comedy and relax, doing whatever works best for you. Humor will keep you and your relationship happy. So those are my eight tips for having a successful business and having a successful relationship. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you are struggling in this area or a different area of your relationship, then please do take advantage of my free 30-minute Save My Marriage consultation. During the consultation, you'll be able to ask your most pressing questions, and we'll also discover how you can increase your happiness, love, and passion in less than 30 days. To book your appointment with me, it's super easy. All you need to do is go to my website and click on free consultation. And there you'll have the details, how to just sign and get instant access to my calendar. So now you can see, as I give instant access to anyone that needs support to my calendar, I have to make sure that I book in my relationship time, my lion time, my connection time with all of my loved ones. So I hope that's useful to you. My website is www.savemymarriageprogram, and want to wish you a wonderful week ahead. Thank you so much for listening. Really hope we get to connect again.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.